When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 28 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled, God Leads David to Victory. The great Charles Spurgeon once wrote, "We are not to be alarmed when Satan hinders us, for it is proof that we are on the Lord's side and doing the Lord's work. In His strength, we will win the victory and triumph over our adversary." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 through 54. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron, so that the wounded Philistines fell on the way from Sharam as far as Gath and Ekron. And the people of Israel came back from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their camp. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When you are confident that the battle is the Lord's, you can run toward the battle line to meet your giant. That is what David did. While so many people run from their battles, David approached his with faith and assurance in God. David defeated Goliath with a sling and one stone. The battle was over after the first fatal hit. David dared to be courageous. Undoubtedly, David's faith in God gave him the courage to battle Goliath. His courage pushed him past his doubters, and God delivered him from the hands of the Philistine giant. However, we must be careful not to rob God of the glory due His name. Don't give David credit when David gives all the glory to God. Dale Ralph Davis discusses this in his concluding remarks on 1 Samuel. "I argued that the repeated use of some form or derivative of harap, which means to deride, mock, defy, or taunt, provides the focus of the chapter. Those forms of harap appear six times. Goliath himself says that he mocks or defies the ranks of Israel in verse 10, and Israel's troops acknowledge that he has done just that in verse 25. Only David seems concerned to turn away this mockery and derision of Israel." That's in the first part of verse 26. "For he recognizes that mockery of Israel is mockery of Israel's God," in the second part of verse 26. David asserts this point with both Saul in verse 36 and finally with Goliath in verse 45. Hence, the driving concern of this chapter is the honor of Yahweh's name, His reputation, His glory. David is driven by a passion for the honor of God. Does this make any difference in how one interprets the chapter? Yes. It should keep us from going around talking about the cleverness of David or the bravery of David. The focus of the chapter is not on David's courage, but on Yahweh's adequacy and David's weakness. David himself has told us this in verse 37, 45, and 47. An interpretation that refuses to see this steals the glory from God, which in this scripture he has designed to receive for himself. 1 Samuel chapter 17 allows us to focus on David in one respect, to follow him in one particular, namely, to share the vision of his faith, a faith that kept its eyes fixed on the honor of Yahweh. Hence, in this chapter, David essentially says to Israel and to us, Yahweh's reputation is at stake. That matters to me. That matters enough to risk my life for it. Can we say that? Is that our vision, our point of view? What situations are there in our own day, in our own various worlds, where we can clearly see God's honor is at stake? Can we say that that matters to us more than our advantage or reputation or security? David dared to be courageous because God's reputation was being dishonored. David risked his life to honor God's name. And when he did, the rest of the army of Israel gained confidence to fight their adversaries, the Philistines. 1 Samuel 17:52 declares, "And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines." After God empowered David, now the army of God had more than a war cry. One person's faith can make a difference and lead others into action. Bringing glory to God's name is worth the battle. Some questions to consider. How has the study of 1 Samuel encouraged you to dare to be? How did David honor God with his words and his willingness to fight Goliath? And finally, why is it essential that God gets the glory for winning David's battle against Goliath? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.